Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Hey, I started a new accountability and business coaching program called Focus Elf. It's designed to help entrepreneurs stay on track every week and get all the help they need to crush their goals. Starts at 50 cents a day for unlimited support. Interested? Go to gofocuself.com. Hey, today's guest is Justin Shoemaker. Justin is a 10 and a half year Navy veteran who has taken his military leadership to scale multiple companies beyond $25 million. He currently runs Clearwave Water Solutions, Shoemaker Syndicate, and recently acquired a marketing and clothing company. Justin, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, so that's a very good question. The secret to getting things done that no one would think of. I gotta say, I think the secret to getting things done, I think people make it harder than they think it is. I think you just need to wake up and just be dedicated to getting whatever task you said you were going to do. Just go and do it. Just start. Even if it's not, you know, the perfect timing, even if you have a ton of things on your list that you need to do, I'd say if you can start your day with one task that you can conquer, that is the key. Whether that's making your bed, you know, going to the gym, reading 15 pages in the morning, whatever it is, I think if you can just start your day with productivity, you'll be productive for the rest of the day. I think a lot of people wake up in the morning and they spend the first 2 to 3 hours of their day either scrolling social media or doing something that's not actually productive to their goals. So I know for me, I just wake up and the earlier I can start working, the better. Because I think the hardest part about getting to work is thinking about working. It's kind of like going to the gym. The hardest part about going to the gym is thinking about going to the gym. But once you're in it, for about the 10 minutes into it, you kind of forget what you're doing anyway. So I think if you can just start, that's it. And to be honest with you, being productive isn't that hard. If you can't get yourself to start doing something, then you're just not going to win anyway. So if you can't get yourself to do a task and you're holding back on it, then you just won't be successful. So really depends how bad do you want it. If you really want to get it done, then you just got to get it done. There's really no cheat codes to it, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I can certainly relate to that on both ends of the spectrum there. I was the guy that I got up. I'm not a morning person, but I was really dedicated to my personal fitness for a long time. And I would get up at 5:10 a.m. And for a dude that like doesn't really activate until about 8:30, that's a big deal, you know? And so I get up and I got used to that. And then I started like falling asleep around 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, this is weird, man. But I just kept going because it was just like, you got to do it.
Well, you know, what's crazy. You know, what's so funny is this whole like waking up early crap. I wake up early, but you know, what's also funny is I now go to bed super early too. Like I'm in bed by 7:38. So me getting up at 5 isn't a huge accomplishment when I still get 8 or 9 hours, which is really what you want. It's the misconception is that you have to be, you know, up all night early in the morning to be super productive. You know, you hear about The Rock getting up at 3 or all these CEOs doing all this crazy shit. And that's not the case. Like you just have to be productive in the hours that you work, because the truth of the matter is most people don't actually work as hard during the hours they're awake that they think they're doing. I guarantee if you look at your screen time, if you audited your day of work, you probably take so many breaks. You probably look at social media more than you think. And I'm guilty of it, right? I've been successful and I noticed it in myself. So I know if I'm doing it, I know other people are doing it. And at the end of the day, what I have found is if at the end of the day, if you're still thinking about stuff that you need to get done, you didn't work hard enough that day. Because I know on the days where I was like gassed in, like I was plugged in, I was really going hard, at 6:30 when the day's done, I am done. Like mentally, I'm like, okay, I have exhausted all of my mental capacity. I have pushed myself to the limit today of what I could accomplish. And then I can chill for a couple hours before I go to bed. So I feel like if you're not at that point, you probably didn't work hard enough to whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, speaking of, it's called a time study. What you're talking about is just like if you really take an inventory and an audit of everything that you're actually doing with all of the time that you have. Here's the thing: like without doing the time study, I want to share some alarming statistics. So one thing that's not alarming: there's 168 hours in a week. Anybody that can multiply 24 times 7 can figure that out.
Yep.
Now, let's assume for the moment that you're getting 8 full hours of sleep every night. It's 56 hours. And let's assume that you're working an average of 40 hours a week. It's 40 hours. So 56 plus 40, 96 hours. Now, when we subtract 96 hours from 168, you get 72 hours left in the week. Now, we're still counting Saturday and Sunday, but we're taking out sleep time. And at that point, after you have slept a regular schedule, after you have worked a full-time job, you still have 72 hours left in the week. That's more than 10 hours per day that you are just vaporizing in one way or another. You're not too busy.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I mean, you also have to take into account, like, and here's one thing about productivity I don't think people realize is, and this maybe people agree with it or not, but spending time to decompress can be productive. Like if you are, and here's the thing, if you're productive in your tasks, you'd be surprised how much time you have to do stuff that you actually want to do, right? Like if you want to watch Netflix, like everyone demonizes, oh, don't spend all day on Netflix. Yeah, you shouldn't spend all day on Netflix, but you can spend a few hours on it if you're productive during your work, the time that you have allotted to work, right? You know, so, you know, for me, I'm able every day to go to the gym, get all my work done, do podcasts, exercise, spend time with my, you know, my wife in the evening. And then if I want to, still, I can work on music because I love music. Back when I was day trading, I could have time to day trade in the mornings. Like you can make your schedule work for you. And anything that you want to accomplish, you can get done, right? It's just, you got to prioritize it. And sure, there's going to be days and times where you might have to, you know, work later, get up earlier. Like that's going to happen. But, you know, on average, you have so much more time to get stuff done. It's just no one actually knows how to work hard. If I'm being honest, like that was the biggest thing when I came out of the military. I can't tell you how many times I would have to work port and starboard shifts, or I would have to, you know, I'm getting up at 5. So here's a crazy thing. So to give people kind of a barometer, I remember when I was in Italy, I lived an hour away from work, which is my own choice. But, you know, we would start work at, let's say I was on the evening shift. So let's say morning shift, doesn't matter, but you start work technically at 6 o'clock, right? But you have to do an hour guard mount. You have to get your weapons. You have to load up. You have to get the plan of the day. See, you know, have the watch commander from the last shift kind of tell you what happened, so you know if there's anything you got to be, you know, keeping your eyes out for. So there's that extra hour. So then you also want to go to the gym. So let's say it's a day shift. We'll stick with that. So I'd have to get up at 4 or 3:30 to be ready to leave by 4 to get there by 5. Okay. Then after that, I have to get to post. It takes 30 minutes to get to post. So I get there by 6:30. Then I work from 6 to what you would think would be 6 p.m. But keep in mind, the other shift has to do the same thing. So by the time they get there, they might get to the post around 6:30, 7. Then I have to go back, take all my weapons off. Now it's like 7 o'clock, 7:30. I still need to go to the gym. So then I got to go to the gym. Get done with the gym by 8:39, then have to drive an hour back to the apartment. I'm in bed by 11:30, 12, up again by 3. That was for 10 years. That was pretty much the schedule, right? So when you say you don't have fucking time, it's absolutely ludicrous. Like that's not time, yet you can carve out time. You know, you make it work. And sometimes it sucks. And guess what? This is the funniest thing. And this is going to be, I don't mean this to be triggering, but it probably will be. And I only say this because I had this little heated discussion on Facebook today when I made a post. Someone was talking about, you know, they can't be successful because they have kids. And I was like, huh, that's pretty shitty for your kids, because now they're going to feel like, you're not successful because of them. Well, what a terrible thing to put on your kids.
Right.
And ironically enough, I know, because I've been in the military and I've worked with a lot of successful business people who have kids and who have sacrificed a lot. And guess what? They still have made it. So you can find an excuse, you know, and everyone has them. But if someone else has been successful and you're same situation, then you're just bitching. And I am, and I'm sorry. You having kids is an excuse to not get stuff done. Like, yeah. I could say I have dogs. That's why I can't get stuff done. Right. Oh, I'm married. I can't get stuff done. Yeah. I need to spend time with my wife. And you need to spend time with your kids. You need to, you know, spend time with them and go to those important things, but you can manage the time appropriately to get what you need to get done.
Yeah. Well said, man. I couldn't say it any better myself. Now I've never been in the military. I've never had 21 hour days like you have explained to me here. But there were some moments not too long ago where I'm juggling probably 6 or 7 major clients. Mm-hmm. And some of them had asked me to get on the phone and do a couple of sales calls. Some of them had asked me to work with their team. And there was this moment where I got up and I looked at my calendar and it was shredded with, I had that one day.
Yeah.
I had 3 podcasts. I
oh,
had
man.
5 sales calls.
Yeah.
And I had 2 1-hour meetings with 2 different clients. And then I had to squeeze something in the evening that was urgent, that was, mm-hmm. that required me to like write some copy. And, sure. and it was like, I was going in like 18 different directions. And then on top of that, I had to show up and be like, oh, so tell me about your business. Yeah. You know, I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I got through that day somehow without using heavy drugs.
Hey, it was, that's a win, I guess.
it was that day that I realized, like, if you're not successful and you're not out there just hustling and busting your ass, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Period. You know, yeah. like, because most of those conversations did not lead directly to money at that moment. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of them were just depositing the quarters for the future. And sometimes mm-hmm. you just got to do that because that's what you got to do. But you got to figure out how to make it work if that's what you have to do and make it happen. Yeah. So, yeah.
That it reminds me of something I taught my guys. So whenever I onboard a new sales rep onto my team, I always give them this framework, and it's something that I took from the military. So in the Navy specifically, so other branches, they work a little differently, but in the Navy, you get promoted on an eval system, right? So basically the way the eval system works is if you, you have to take a test for each rank, right? So that's like a heavy part of the scoring system. How well you do on your physical fitness, how many volunteer events you do, we call it petting the puppies, how good you are at your job, how many collaterals you take, things like that, right? And all this combines into a score. And the very top is what's called an EP or early promote. And what's funny is if you get an early promote, you really can't lose it unless you do something wrong, right? Like you do something that could get you in trouble or whatever, right? As long as you stay consistent, you keep it. So what that teaches you is when you get to a new command, you want to get that EP as fast as possible so you can promote quickly. So you front load your work. You work balls to the wall for 6 to 7 months so you can get all these accolades, so you can get that EP. Once you get the EP, you can kind of coast, right? You just, you know, make sure you stay up on your fitness, make sure you still, you know your job and continue to gradually grow, but you don't have to do as much work anymore. And in business, it's the same way, right? You can build that social currency by when you get to an organization, especially in sales, building up a pipeline. If you could dedicate 6 months of just like every day, if you could dedicate every day for 6 months working 12 to 15 hours a day on just your job, you would never have to work ever again because you'd have referral business. You'd have a huge pipeline of leads that you can continue to contact. You'll have money, so you're not stressed out. You won't get commission breath. Your organization is going to see you as an A player. So if, like, for example, for us, we have opportunities available. You can now go into management, go into leadership. So now you're probably getting overrides. Depending on the organization, you might go into a salary plus commission. Like, all these things happen to you. And unfortunately, no one does that. And most sales organizations or business organizations, they put in a little bit of work. And like, if you think of it like a mountain, they go halfway up this mountain and they lose all their momentum and they go back to the beginning and they work really hard and they go in this vicious cycle of just trying to work hard and never getting anywhere. People don't realize like the labor of work you have to do to actually get momentum is pretty intense. And I always tell people, I'm like, listen, you're going to have the most energy the first time you come into the business. You're not going to be burnt out. It's all going to be new. It's going to be novel. You're excited. Like, Use that excitement. Work balls to the wall for 6 months, and then you can just chill and work like an average job, right? Like when I did that, when I was just a sales guy, I did that, and I had so much back end money coming in all the time. I was never stressed. And unfortunately, no one does that. And the people that can do that are the ones that are successful because they get the momentum, they go shooting off on that hill like a rocket ship, and then momentum compounds, right? And it doesn't just compound by 2x, like momentum compounds on itself. So it'll compound 2 times, then 5, 4 times, then 8 times, then 12 times, and 24 times. And then before you know it, you're fucking rich.
Yeah. And sandbag your way to success. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly,
you stack the deck in your favor is what you're really talking about, you know, and in any situation, if you want to be like, if I want to be successful, like here's the thing. If I wanted to be a great football player, it really depends on what my motivations are. But if I wanted the best stats, I would go and play the middle school team.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Like, yeah. I want to get into the position to where it is undeniable that I am going to win this competition. And the way you do that as an entrepreneur is you got to stack the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So Justin, tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now, who you serve, and how they connect with you.
Yeah. So, you know, for people that live in Virginia, DC, Maryland, Delaware, Jersey, do commercial and residential water treatment. So water softeners, filters, RO systems. I basically make your water taste and feel amazing. If you're a business, I can help you save a shit ton of money by reducing energy costs, water costs, things like that. I also do business consulting. So I have a turnkey business solutions. So me and my partner, he's licensed by Google and Facebook to run Meta ads and Facebook ads and Google ads and all that good stuff. So we basically do turnarounds for companies. So if you're struggling to grow your company, we can double your top line revenue in 30 to 60 days. It doesn't really matter what stage you're at. We can blow you up. And I just use it by doing the frameworks that I've done over the last 3 years. So it's proven it works. I do it in my own businesses. It's why I've been able to scale really quickly. And we have some, we customize it to the person. So if people are struggling, we help them out. I got a course coming out next month. It's about 140 videos right now. I think it's gonna be a little bit more when we're done with it. We're in the editing phase right now, which takes forever. And then I got a book coming out towards the end of the year. So that's really it.
Yeah. Where can we go to learn more about that?
Just follow me on socials. It's all over the place. So on Facebook, it's Justin Shoemaker. On Instagram, it's Justin Shoemaker, but the handle is JS_shoes_, and that's SHOEZ_. TikTok, it's The Water Boy Official. And then YouTube is, Justin Shoemaker as well. And then LinkedIn is Justin Shoemaker. So you follow me, find me, I'll be on there. I'll be posting this stuff like crazy as it comes out. I'll be putting a lot of that course out for free as well for people. So if you are broke, you can watch it for free and hopefully learn and make money and then, you know, buy it. I will be putting out a free course as well for any sales reps that aren't making 15K in commissions a month. I am making a mini course specifically for those people so they can make their first 15K.
Awesome. Love that. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Justin Shoemaker, for joining us, sharing some wisdom about how he gets stuff done. You can connect with him on all of his various social media links, whether you're on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a little boost in hitting your goals from week to week, the Elf can help. Join us for a few bucks a month at GoFocusElf.com. That's it. Now let's get to work. Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.